listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Browns fans, secure your Cleveland Browns season tickets for 2014 today. Place your deposit to lock in the best seats and prices. Don't miss your chance to join the best fans in the NFL at First Energy Stadium. Visit clevelandbrowns.com or you call 440-824-3434 today. Really pleased right now to bring onto the show one of our regulars. He is Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Cleveland Browns. Scott, I want to start with the most recent news, and obviously DeQuell Jackson being released, and then following it up now with talk that maybe Ataba Rubin could be the next to go, given the big salary, $8 million or so, that's due him in the coming year. Your thoughts on both of these guys. Reflect on what you think the Jackson move means, and you think it's a good idea, bad idea, and then what maybe do we see Rubin as the next in line?
Yeah, I mean, I think it makes sense that Rubin would be considered the next guy just because of the amount of money that he's going to get and the fact that the Browns do have some depth along that defensive line. But to me, when you look at both the moves, I just don't see the benefit, especially for a team that has all the cap space that the Browns have. They're not necessary moves to make, and I don't think you get better as a team with either move. And I understand, you know, the financial part of it, and I do, and I get that that's a reason Ray Farmer went ahead and released DeQuell. But I think when you look at good teams and teams that have success, you always say, well, they're strong in the locker room and they have good character. And you go, well, what's the price to pay for that? Well, I think the Browns had, you know, a $4.1 million bonus and decided that was too much to pay for those intangibles. And that's fine and that's their right. But when you have as much cap room as they have and you have as long a history as you had with DeQuell, and I think he's still productive on the field, I think he's immeasurable in the locker room, I don't think he can be replaced there, then I just don't see the necessity to make that move, and I think it creates another hole on a roster that has a lot of holes. And to me, cutting Ataba Rubin would do the same thing. It would add another hole when I don't think you need to do that.
You don't think that John Hughes, Billy Wynn would be able to step in and fill that void left by Ataba Rubin?
Well, you know what? That's some of the Twitter responses I've been getting is, oh, they already have guys on the line. And I get that, and there is depth there.
Yeah.
But to me, if he's a better player than those two guys, and in my mind he is, and he started in front of both those guys last year, you're weakening your team. So maybe you're not creating a hole per se, but you're not going to be a better team without Ataba Rubin. His teams are going to line up to get this guy because he's 28, I think, still in the prime of his career. He's been nothing but solid since he's been here, flexible from a scheme standpoint, plays in a 4-3, plays in a 3-4. Mike Pettine wants to be a hybrid guy. He can play three downs. I just don't see how you're getting better. You know, I know you have to make value judgments, and that's what this could come down to. He's not worth, if he's in a rotation and playing 40 snaps a game, he's not worth the $6 or $8 million or whatever it is. But if you have the room, you're a better team with the top of room, and that's what I keep sticking on, you know, in my mind, thinking the Browns just wouldn't be as good if they cut him.
Well, and here's the other thing, Scott, and we are visiting with Scott Petrak from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, covers the Browns, that the fit thing, like how much different is this defensive front going to look, because we know it's going to change under Pettine, and getting a handle on precisely what each guy's role is going to be. My sense for sure, and I'm sure Nate agrees with this, is that there's more pass rush emphasis, right? And that's the one part or the part of Ataba's game that is lacking. I don't know if putting him in a different role, the guy played a lot of outside, you know, he was an end for the most part in Ray Horton's scheme, but still was more of a containment guy, right? He was more of a set the edge type of player. In this defense, I think he's going to do some of that, but I think he'd be asked a lot more to get after the quarterback. Is that in his skill set? The numbers say no.
Yeah, no, and that's a good point. And I think you can make the argument that Wynn and maybe Hughes even are more explosive. I know Wynn is, and you could probably say that Hughes is more explosive. So I get that point, and that's a really good point. you know, I do think that it comes a point where you got to stop the other team from running the ball, especially in this division. That's something Ruben does.
Yep.
You can't question any character issue with him. You can't question the motor or the hustle.
Yep.
And he's a good example. And on a team that's young, in a team that's transitioning, it seems like there's some valuable presences to have around. And DeQuell was one of them. Obviously, he was at the top of the list. And I'm not sure Ruben is that far down from there. So, you know, I get it. I wouldn't kill the Browns if they did it. It just seems if you don't have to make those moves, that's what I keep coming back to. If you have the cap room and you have to spend it eventually, I don't see the one-year commitment to Ruben as being a drain on anything in the team when I think he's still very valuable.
I think that's probably the fairest point of all, because when you're going to have to get after, say, Cameron, Sheard, Hayden, you know, it might not be until next year. So you would have that off your books. I think that's the fairest point about it. What do you think the chances are, though, that he would restructure and take a moderate pay cut to stay here? And also, does it raise the question to you that perhaps Mike Pettine, when they've gone through their evaluations for what he wants out of that position, doesn't see Ruben as an every down player?
Well, yeah, if that's what it boils down to, where he sees Ruben as limited and he's a first and second down guy, then it probably doesn't make sense to try to extend him. Why keep him around long term if you don't think he's a perfect fit? So then the question is, okay, are they going to win this year? Is he worth keeping on the books for $7, $6, whatever million dollars it is? Is it worth keeping him around for 1 year when we think his future is limited? And that's a fine argument. And if that's where Pettine thinks sees his defense going, then I get that. And maybe it is time to move on from Ruben, and you can point to the young guys behind him. But if you look from a macro scheme, like, okay, everybody wants the Browns to take that jump, and they want them to fill holes in free agency and the draft. And it just seems like if all you do is subtract your better players, it's tough to see, okay, where's the light at the end of this tunnel, and where is this team going to make strides? And I know there's free agency in the draft to come, but you can only do so much in those two areas.
I think, and let me say this, I think that is a very fair point. So let's talk about something positive for a change. Alex Mack, TJ Ward, or hopefully positive. You hearing anything on those fronts as teams around the league are signing their guys? Philadelphia, Kelsey and Cooper, today, Baltimore, Dennis Pitta. Anything on that front, Scott, that you're hearing?
Well, you know, we know that Mack was out of the country, and I talked to somebody who knows him pretty well, and, you know, said one of the things they like about Alex is that when football season's over, he kind of takes himself away from football. So he's not, you know, we know he travels the world. He's been to Thailand. Now he's in Brazil, I think. So I don't think that Alex Mack's sitting anywhere focused on what his contract's going to be. But that's going to change when he gets back and he sits down with Mike Pettine. And I think he's the highest priority for the Browns front office. I do know that there's a lot of teams lining up that if he hits the free agent market. So it's going to come down to, are the Browns willing to spend what they need to do to keep Alex Mack? And I don't know what that number is, but it's going to be a big number for a center. And we saw the money that Kelsey got paid in Philly. It's going to be more than that. And
yeah,
you know, right? It's going to be more than that. So is Ray Farmer willing to do that? And I think Alex Mack, when he sits down with Pettine and sits down with Farmer and the other offensive coaches, will be convinced that the Browns is a good place to be and a good place to stay. But I don't think Alex Mack is going to offer a hometown discount. I don't think he's committed to staying in Cleveland. You know, he's a California guy.
It's a hometown premium.
Right, right. So I think it's going to come down to, is Ray Farmer willing to pay whatever it is? Is it 5 for 40? Is it, you know, I don't know what the exact center numbers are, but that kind of seems to me to be the range. Is he willing to pay that for Alex Mack? And I think it's going to come down completely to the money. And then as far as TJ Ward, I think there's still a chance that he could be tagged. It looks more and more like Bird's going to stay in Buffalo, which creates, you know, the need for, I think if Bird had come here, that obviously meant TJ Ward probably wouldn't stay. But if Bird looks like he's staying in Buffalo, then I think it's important for the Browns to try to keep Ward. And I think a tag is still very much in play for TJ.
You know, one of the things I want to keep an eye on, though, is the locker room dynamic. Because
Yes. You
start to, if we're going down the road of seeing, now you already see a DeQuell Jackson leave this team. And I think DeQuell, you know, we use that leadership word very frequently, and I we know what we're saying when we say it, because we've seen instances of it, and we know his teammates identify him accordingly. But there are a lot of things that just are even the layers of that, what that involves, the ear that he can provide a guy who needs to talk a younger player, or advice he can provide off to the side, things that just don't get publicized that we know about, that I think are critical to have those kinds of stabilizing forces in the locker room. Ataba Rubin is another quiet part of that as well. And you know that, Scott, well, having been around him and this team, and what players say about him as that kind of player, leader, respect that they have for him as a man. And again, I'm not saying you can't replace those people with others, but he's had that presence. He has an understanding of what it means also to be part of this football team in this particular town, and the importance of that. Now, the possibility that either Alex Mack or T.J. Ward, who is, Ward, I would say, is emerging as that kind of a leader. Mack's the anchor on the offensive line. One or of those guys maybe joins a growing list of guys who are leaving. You know, I think when you're going to start to get into a more extensive rebuilding of the team, and also the kind of the culture mindset of the team. Now, skeptics will say, yeah, what do you rebuild? They won 4 games last year, 5 the year before, 4 the year before that. So what are you saying? It's not a big deal. But, part of me also has that concern that it could mean something.
No, you're exactly right. And there's a bunch of points there, Vic. A couple, I love the fact you say, well, they won 4 games last year, and people love to throw that at you. Well, they won 4 games with DeQuell. How could they do worse without him? I'll tell you what, there's not a better locker room guy that I've ever been around than DeQuell Jackson, and it's ridiculous to think that he did not have a positive impact on that team.
Couldn't agree
and
more.
In the locker room and wins and losses-wise. I know they only won 4, but he contributed to those 4 wins just by sheer presence. I mean, I could go story after story of guys who rely on DeQuell, the stuff he did that nobody knows about. Trent Richardson, I think DeQuell was Trent's first phone call after he got traded. He was so shocked. And then DeQuell kept the team together after that trade. So they are going to miss that. And if you start getting rid of those guys, like you mentioned, the Rubens and the Warts and the Max, there becomes a vacuum in that locker room. And it has to be filled by something. It has become filled by knucklehead rookies, and all of a sudden you have a locker room that can't be trusted for a rookie coach and a rookie GM. You know, does it get filled with guys that you don't want it to necessarily be filled with, that leadership void? And I know there's good guys in that locker room, and it's one of the better locker rooms I've been around. And there's still the Joe Thomas of the world. And Joe Hayden. I think Joe Hayden's ready to step up. But Joe Hayden, and I love Joe Hayden, I think he will, I think he has matured. But it's not that long ago where Joe Hayden was suspended. And where he was having tiffs with Pat Shurmur, on the field and behind the scenes. And DeQuell was always that steady influence. He was always that guy. And he led Joe Hayden. He led T.J. Ward. So there's no way that won't be missed. And I do think if you start getting rid of your better players, the rest of the locker room looks around and says, what are we doing here? Is there a goal? Do we have a vision? Why are we getting rid of these guys that I trusted and that are good players? And on top of that, Ray Farmer and Mike Pettine, we don't know how long the leashes are on these guys. I mean, we've seen Jimmy Haslam. He's been here 2 years. We've had an awful lot of change. I'm not sure I'd feel real comfortable if my plan was a real long-term plan. I think you got to start winning games in 2014.
I agree, and I'll say this. I think the release of DeQuell makes it imperative that the team brings T.J. Ward back, because I think T.J. Ward is a guy who will have no problem assuming and stepping up and filling that void in the locker room. I think he wants to do that just based on my limited conversations with him.
No, I agree, and I agree with that. I think he wants to be a leader. Let's talk about football. I mean, DeQuell, maybe he had lost half a step, right? But all of a sudden, inside linebacker becomes, is it the second biggest need on this team now?
Oh, it's up there. Sure we can, no right, doubt.
I don't know if we can count on Craig Robertson. All of a sudden, you need to go get one or two inside linebackers on top of the receiver, on top of probably a quarterback. Do they need to go get a center? I mean, center moves at the top of that list if Alex Mack leaves. So it's a real fluid situation, and it's a contrast when you look at Baltimore and Philly keeping guys, and instead the Browns are getting rid of guys who, or they're talking about getting rid of guys who are kind of core players.
Yeah, and I'll tell you what, it's an interesting scenario. We got to see how it all plays out. A lot for us to pay attention to. But Scott, we do appreciate that you have come aboard to lend your thoughts, and I know we'll be doing this again in the not too distant future.
Sounds good, fellas.
Yeah, we need some positive rumors, things to get people excited about the rumors.
Something would be nice.
You know what I mean? Yeah,
I know exactly.
Rumor.
You and I, do we not say this every day? We walk, you walk in the studio, or I walk in the studio. We look at each other and say, okay, when are they? When are we getting somebody signed? When are we getting something something good to talk about?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we're both aboard with that. Come on, guys, get the
help
the,
us.
The guys with the
help
the guys
me help
the,
you.
The checkbooks and the pens. Get moving.
Help me help you.
Help.
That's right.
Yeah. All we got are microphones and,
right.
And earphones. We, you guys got the checks and the pens. So
exactly.
Do something with them.
I love it.
More coming up, CBD.